Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Triple vaccinated Elizabeth Warren tests positive for coronavirus with mild symptoms, of course. Senator Cory Booker tests positive for coronavirus with mild symptoms, of course. Now, they keep saying mild symptoms because when you're vaccinated, of course, your symptoms are mild, right? Like they're going to be mild no matter what. They're mild. And there's no way they wouldn't be mild, of course. Dr. Fauci's got a message for you also. Yes, he says, on wearing masks on airplanes, will it end? I don't think so. He goes on to say, probably not. There's a very good chance that you getting on a plane, there's a chance that you'll never take a mask off. All right, so let's just start with a very quick recap. I got two U.S. senators that are demanding mask mandates who have both gotten breakthrough cases. One of them confirmed with a booster. We're still trying to find out if Booker had his booster or not. But we know that they had these breakthrough cases. Now, granted, they're mild cases. That's good. That's in theory what's supposed to happen, right? Like that's what's supposed to happen is that if you get your vaccine, that when you do get sick, it won't be as bad. Now, when you look at Fauci and what he said about wearing masks on airplanes, he says, will wearing masks on airplanes end? He says, I don't think so. Now, I flew over the weekend. And they're just as crazy as they were before, okay? I'm just telling you right now, they're just as psychotic as they were before. This is not anything that's going to end anytime soon. This is not going to change because this is how you keep people down. This is how you not only just keep people down, but this is also how you make sure that you still have enough power going into the next election. This is how you do it. Democrats need this thing to stick around the same way they need it to stick around, okay? right before the election. COVID is good for Democrats politically. I mean, this is real. They understand it, folks. They get it. They totally comprehend the power that they are able to grab. And the way that they're able to run cities and states all based on what we just described, which is, well, it's COVID, so therefore I can pretty much do anything I want to do. I can get power, I can mandate, and most importantly, right? Most importantly, I have an excuse for everything. The economy's not doing well. Joe Biden doesn't have to take responsibility for it as long as we've got COVID and the Omicron variant. Yeah, that's number one. Number two, healthcare's not working out. Well, we're going to blame it on Omicron. Okay, so we got that one covered. Build Back Better's not working out for us. Okay, right? Well, we'll blame that on COVID. Any issue, crime out of control in this country in liberal cities, they have actually blamed COVID for that. This is nothing but fear-mongering. Now, there's also a new headline that just came out. U.S. fears million cases a day. This is coming from the propaganda that you pay for, from NPR. This is their headline. U.S. could see 1 million cases per day, warns departing NIH director Francis Collins, who wanted to play you out with a song as he was leaving last week. Yes, he actually did that with your tax dollars. Grabbed a guitar and played Over the Rainbow, but it was about the, Delta COVID Omicron variant and sang a tune to it. We played it for you last week. It was embarrassing, and you paid for this. It was on your tax dollars while you're paying a salary, while he was saying goodbye to the nation, doing this live feed on their website. Now, after spending more than 12 years as the director of the National Institute of Health, Dr. Collins is retiring this weekend, but he's no less worried about the public health emergency's latest pandemic curveball. This is what they're calling it now. As the Omicron variant threatens record-breaking rates of infections in the U.S., Collins departs with a major warning for all Americans. Ready? Here it is. If Americans don't take COVID-19 seriously, the country could see 1 million daily infections. We cannot afford to let our guard down, Collins told NPR in an interview as he departed his job. I know people are tired of this. He acknowledged that Americans are fatigued of having weathered almost two pandemic stunted years. I'm tired of it too, believe me. But the virus is not tired of us. It's having a great old time changing its shape every couple of months, coming up with variants and figuring out ways to be even more contagious. Early data shows that while Omicron has the ability to easily evade immune protection and booster shots, Early data shows that while Omicron has the ability to easily evade immune protection and booster shots, those infected may be less likely to experience severe disease and hospitalization. So get the booster, get the shots indefinitely. But it's too early to know how the highly mutated Omicron will act in the U.S. compared to previous variants, said Collins. With Omicron's 57 different mutations, he said, it's almost like we're starting over with a new and different virus than when we began. According to scientists, their most pessimistic projections, they say the U.S. could reach over 500,000 average daily infections by the end of January, more than double last winter's peak. The outgoing director fears a worse situation. Even if it has a somewhat lower risk of severity, we could be having 1 million cases a day if we're not really attentive to all of the mitigation strategies, he went on to say. Even the most optimistic scenarios could mean a strain on hospitals in many regions that are already squeezed by the Delta surge. When did we see a bunch of hospitalizations skyrocket around the country with Delta? Did you know this was happening? Because I didn't. That's the first time I've read about this. In fact, when I read this morning, I started looking for other articles to see if this is actually like real. Is there a massive Delta surge in this country? Are there no hospital beds anywhere in the country? And I can't find a single article confirming what NPR just stated as fact in their core, of course, just total news. Article, right? This is just news. News. That's all it is. It's a fact. Let me read that sentence one more time. Even the most optimistic scenario could mean a strain on hospitals in many regions that are already squeezed by the Delta surge. We still can't find that region. Okay, a region would be like a large number of states, right? That's what a region is on a map. The Southeast, the Northeast, the Southwest, right? I mean, that's a region. You cannot find in a single article about a region of the country that's having a massive surge in Delta and lack of resources to handle it right now. Not saying I'm hoping for it. I hope we'd never see that. But apparently, we just decided to make crap up over at NPR. We decided to make crap up because we got Collins on and we want to fearmonger you on everything, folks. We want to fearmonger the hell out of you. Collins noted that the Biden administration has at least 60 emergency response teams on standby. Oh, well, I feel better now. To support healthcare systems in the event of a crush of infections. Hurry up and go get vaccinated. We're going to scare the hell out of you. I expect those surge teams are going to be busy already. That's been put in place in some instances because of Delta. And I'm going to be surprised if there's even more of a demand in the next month or two. I'm not going to be surprised. There we go. All in the last week, the rapid clip of Omicron infections in the country has once again forced shutdowns of professional sports games, theaters, restaurants, schools. Some people are rethinking their holiday travel plans. As for Collins' own plans, here it is. He says he'll be keeping a close eye on what? You're retired. But at the moment, he's hoping to host a Christmas Day gathering with pandemic precautions in place. Oh, I can't wait to hear what those are.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Collins' own plans, he says, will be keeping a close eye on Omicron. But at the moment, he's hoping to host a Christmas gathering with pandemic precautions in place. So what are the pandemic precautions that you should be planning for? We're planning to invite some of the trainees at the NIH who are far from home to come for a brunch on Christmas Day at our house. If they're all fully vaccinated and boosted, there it is, folks. I told you it was coming, and now that's the new definition of being fully vaccinated. It means you must be boosted. Still planning to go forward very carefully with a small group, and everybody will be wearing masks except when they're eating. Okay, so you're all sitting around a table, you're all talking and you're all eating and you don't have masks, but as soon as you're done, you're going to sit at the same table where you had your mask off and you're going to talk to each other with your mask on. This is the part of the science that I think people are just having a really hard time with. How do you think we're this stupid? Like, and this defies logic. There was another doctor this morning on CNN. Dr. Lena Wen, she's the same one that killed babies at Planned Parenthood. Why not test every American for COVID? The closer your test is when gathering with people, the better. That's right. That's right. The closer your test is when gathering with people, the better this holiday season. This is something the Biden administration needs to work on, she demands. They have done so well when it comes to vaccinations. They now need to put the same amount of effort into testing. Why not test every American? Use the UK or Germany or so many other approaches from around the world where everybody is able to get tests. Testing should not be the limiting factor. She's now calling for every American to get tested all the time. Now, let's talk about contact tracing. Contact tracing is something that they're also very much focused on. Go to Australia right now and buy gas. And guess what? You got to put in your ID to this little computer and they track you wherever you go. What could possibly go wrong there, right? Nothing could go wrong there. Los Angeles Times has a new headline. Should I change my holiday plans because of COVID surge and Omicron? The answer is yes. With Omicron rapidly spreading and its implications unclear, how should people approach the coming holiday season? Hold on a second. They just said with the implications unclear. All right. Oh, wait. Where did this all start? Can we go back to that just for a moment? Wasn't it South Africa? All right. Well, let's talk to a South African doctor who's been working on this. South African doctor actually went on CNN and said, after being badgered by CNN, we do not see a high death rate with Omicron. In ICU, we don't distinguish between Delta and Omicron either, she went on to say. But she said, this is something we all need to put into perspective. Well, hold on. Wait, we can't do that. This is Omicron. We must freak out. We must give up more of our rights. We must do contact tracing. We must have to check in. We must wear masks everywhere forever. Amen. Omicron rapidly spreading, right? Implications unclear, the LA Times says. How should people approach the coming holiday season? Should plans be altered? Some expert thinks it's prudent for you to make adjustments by canceling travel, canceling holiday gatherings, and doing Zoom or Skype holiday Christmas events, including Christmas morning. They said it's important that you see your family, but maybe it's over your phone or see your friends over the phone. This should be a stay-at-home order, some experts are now seeing. Unfortunately, we're seeing indications of a winter surge. On the heels of the Thanksgiving holiday, case rates and daily hospitalizations admissions are steadily increasing, and we anticipate that they will continue to increase. That coming from the Los Angeles County Health Public Health Director. If we fail to take common sense safety measures right now, we could find ourselves in a dangerous place by the end of the month and into January. We are obviously going into another surge. Well, we knew there was going to be another surge. It's winter, and during winter, we always see a surge. So no one should be shocked and or surprised that we're seeing a surge right now. It's normal to see a surge. This makes sense. We're obviously going into another surge, and we have to prepare for the possibility of more hospitalizations. Yeah. It's important to get vaccinated, get boosted if eligible, upgrade masks, get tested, stay home when sick, and improve ventilation. Okay, so I've figured it out. I'm going to have my family come over, and I'm going to mandate at the door that they show me proof of vaccination and boosting. That's number one medical advice coming from these dictators and tyrants. We should just all call them mini Hitlers at this point. Number two, what should we do? Then you should get a rapid test for them so that you can test them even though you've already asked for proof of vaccination and proof that they've been boosted. Then you should give them an upgraded mask. Hold on, I thought masks worked of all kinds. Wait, what is an upgraded mask? Do I have to now only have N95s? Are we back now? I'm sitting in a room right now with my producer, Diaz. Are you vaccinated? You son of a... Okay. Where's your mask? I don't want the little blue one. I want the N95 right now. Have you been boosted? Have you been boosted? I want to know. Tell me now. Have you been boosted? You're not allowed to talk to me until you tell me if you've been boosted. We are dividing this country into the have and the have-nots. That's exactly what we are doing. We are literally doing what Hitler did in society. And no one seems to understand that we're giving up all of our rights. But I go back to what they said earlier. Maybe you should be giving up all your rights because we're just trying to save you. Oh, and we got to improve ventilation. Break out that window behind you, producer, right now. Break it out. So we need to break the windows. You need a different mask. You can't work here anymore because you're not boosted. You're no longer one of the chosen ones. You're one of the unchosen ones now, right? And hold on. What else is there? There's something else you said we need to do. Oh, yes. You need to get tested. Have you been tested in the last 24 hours? Okay. Well, you're a racist. Let's just go with that. Works for me. Health officials urge people to use strategies to avoid infection, noting that the long-term effects from disease from the new strain is unknown. So let's fearmonger you on that. I love the logic here from the health officials. You're not allowed to ask these health officials about the long-term effects of vaccines, but they warn you that we don't have enough long-term of information on the effects from the new strain of the disease, and it's unknown. So therefore, you should get a vaccine that we don't know about the long-term effects of it. Because that's totally sound logic, isn't it? I'm a health official. I'm telling you, you better get that vaccine because we have to note for you, I'm quoting them now. The long-term effects from the disease from the new strain is unknown. Raising my hand. Excuse me, I have a question, health officials. Do we have any long-term studies, long-term effects from the about the vaccine? We do not. Shut up. You're anti-vaxxer. You're a commie. You're like, what is the word we're going for now? We need to figure out what it is, right? Like, what are you, Hitler? I mean, that's basically like what they're saying now. Shut up and submit. We'll use logic when we want to fearmonger you, but if you use the same logic about the vaccine, you are immediately banished into the evil ones in America that won't play with the game. All right, so here's the question. What are the experts saying about the holiday season? Can holiday family gatherings continue to happen? Dr. Fauci has a message for you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
If you and your family are vaccinated and boosted, Dr. Fauci says, you should feel comfortable having a holiday situation where you have dinner and gatherings in your own home with family. But that will only be safe if people get vaccinated, which now, of course, includes the booster. Right? Sorry, Diaz, you're no longer invited over for Christmas. Hey, this is a great way, though, to like get rid of the family you don't like. Hey, Dr. Fauci told me you can't come over. Call him. if you're angry with me, call him. Like, there's any ex you don't want to see. You know, you got like a blended family and you got those awkward moments or you hate your sister-in-law, your mother-in-law. Excuse me, you vaccinated. Like, you can get rid of family for years with this. Look, I it's not me. I don't hate you. All right. I want to make that clear. I don't hate you. I just. Dr. Fauci told me you got to come over. Now, if you want to come over, we're going to give you a nose swab, right? Because we're going to get you tested, and then we need to see your proof of vaccines. This is like families turning on families. Fauci told NBC News that his children are coming to visit for the holidays, traveling by plane from all over the nation. Quote, they are vaccinated and boosted, so we can feel very comfortable in having our plans to be together as a family in our home. Well, that's encouraging. Man, I'm glad to know that Dr. Fauci is going to let his kids come home for Christmas. Hey, kids, you can come over for Christmas as long as you do everything I tell you to do, which is get vaccinated and boosted. It's amazing. We're going to have some friends over who are also boosted. I told you they're going to change the meaning, the definition. This is the change that we were all talking about. And I feel we can feel safe while adding nothing is 100% risk-free. Well, we know that because you're Dr. Fauci, and every time the world's going to end, you've told us it's going to end like five or six times now. Fauci also expressed worry about unvaccinated people. Here's the division in the country, the two different Americas, those that have rights and those that don't. He said unvaccinated people remain far more likely to transmit the virus and get infected and more likely to get severe illness and die from COVID-19. So you should be worried about the unvaccinated family and friends. You probably shouldn't let them come over. Large holiday gatherings also are not smart. All of that should be canceled or gone to what they refer to as virtual. One concerning outbreak was in Oslo, where more than 100 people attended a Christmas party at a restaurant in late November. Most of the 111 attendees who agreed to be interviewed by researchers were in their 30s and 40s, said Dr. Carlos de Rio, an infectious disease expert at Emory University School of Medicine, at a forum held by the UC San Francisco. The vast majority of the party attendees were vaccinated, oh crap, with two doses of a mRNA vaccine, according to a study summarizing the incident. Now an incident. You ready for this? Were you involved in the incident, Diaz? Where you weren't invited to this party? You weren't with the cool kids, apparently. Okay. The vast majority of the party attendees not only were vaccinated, but they said this is where the problem came in. Eight people, or more than 70% of the party's attendees, subsequently were diagnosed with a coronavirus infection, mostly with the Omicron variant. Del Rio said everyone who had to show a negative test taken 1 to 3 days before the party, and yet there was an infection there. Well, crap. Everybody just go home. It's over. Game over. We're done. Goodbye. I'm never coming to work again, but keep paying me because I'm so afraid of the Omicron variant and living my life. Everybody go home. It's over. The world's going to end. We're all going to die. And even if you're boosted and tested before this party, by the way, I'm not going to get tested to go to any damn party. I can tell you that right now. It's just not happening. Now, I do want to get rid of my producer coming over for the holidays. So I say to my producer, hey, you're going to get swabbed, dude. Like every 30 minutes you're at my house on Christmas. Every 30. Left, you better get that left nostril, that white nostril just ready because it's just going to go back and forth until you decide to leave my house. Yeah. Yeah, get ready. You better start working out for that, like flaring the nostrils, leaning back. You should just start getting some Q-tips and just until you feel like serious, like negative pressure up there, you know, pushing back. That's when you know I got you. This is so stupid. 8 people. All right. So that's what started. Now the world's all ending. Symptoms of the guests include cough, headache, sore throat. No one was hospitalized. Thank goodness. Coronavirus infection was also reported in more than 60 other people who visited the same restaurant the same night at the Christmas party. Do we have a super spreader event? I think we found one. It's not the football games. It's this random restaurant. Maybe they were shooting like Omicron through the vent system. Maybe it's a conspiracy. I'm being sarcastic. Calm down. Don't email me on that one, okay? Coronavirus infection, they say, is a major factor. It's clear that coronavirus is airborne, and there is data to suggest that the virus can hang around in the air for an hour or two after an infected person leaves a room. Okay, just don't go anywhere. We're done. Everybody go home and die. Live your life virtually, and that's it. Quote, that super spreader event in Norway is like a perfect example of how you can disseminate COVID very quickly. You put a bunch of people together in a place that probably has poor ventilation. Knock out the windows because it's wintertime. You have them talking loudly at each other all night without a mask. I mean, they're basically enjoying themselves, of course. It's going to lead to a lot of spreads, said Dr. Paul Sachs, an infectious disease expert at Harvard Medical School and at the UC San Francisco Forum. Airborne viruses can get easily diluted outside, but not inside. Open the window, Diaz. You're freaking me out. You haven't been boosted. You're nothing but. I feel like you're like a. What we need a term for you because I'm better than you because I have more vaccines in my body than you do. What should we refer to you as now? Should we refer to you as the? I'm trying to figure this out. Maybe we should refer to you as a booster whore. Maybe that's what we should go with. Yeah. No, you're just a COVID whore. You're not wrapping. It's like you're not willing to use a condom. I guess is like the equivalent of what we're going with here, right? The mask is the condom, and you're nothing but an Omicron whore. There we go. People who are particularly risk adverse, who are older or have a weakened immune system, are being told now you need to think twice about going to any gathering. In fact, you need to be thinking twice about even going to an outdoor gathering where people aren't wearing masks. A big problem that has become more noticeable, especially with the newest variants, is how there seems to be an increased chance that vaccinated, boosted, asymptomatic people can still be unknowingly affected and contagious. So maybe I'm infecting you right now. A big problem that has become more noticeable, especially with the newest variants, is how there seems to be an increased chance that those who are sick could spread it for days without knowing it. So everybody just go home. Everybody go home, lock the doors, lockdowns are coming. You notice where Dr. Fauci is going with this in the LA Times. They're getting closer to lockdowns. Lockdowns, by the way, that they're already doing in other countries like Australia. They're talking about tracking people in other countries. Oh, and there's good news now. There's a dude, just remember this. This is my last warning for you today, all right? There is a dude who has figured out a tech company has introduced a COVID microchip to verify your vax status so that you can't lie. And people are buying it. I'm going to read that one more time. Tech company has introduced a COVID microchip to verify vax status so that you can't lie. Yeah, so just scan my arm, airline, before I get on the plane. Scan my arm before I'm allowed to go to work. Scan my arm before I'm allowed to go into your house. Scan my arm before I'm allowed to go grocery shopping, to go to the movie, to go to a sporting event. Now, remember, this all started with one simple question of Fauci. Hey, We're gonna be able to like take these masks off when we're on airplanes? No, probably never, he said. We're probably never going to take those masks off. They're here to stay, folks. Welcome to tyranny. Welcome to total control by the federal government. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.